ज्ञानशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालि कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो।
This morning devotees have taken Harinam initiation.
Anand Mohan Prabhu ki
Michael, where is Michael? Here.
Man Mohan.
Ki.
Prabhu ki
Jai.
One of the name of Krishna is Man Mohan because he takes away heart of all devotees. So he is Manmohan. So Manmohan Das Prabhu Brahmachari ki
Jai.
My legs and legs dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami. Also my legs and legs dandat pranam unto the lotus feet of my Sikhya Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Perhaps you know that I am serving Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj since 1946 or 7. When he came to meet our Gurudev in Calcutta, and also you know that they were very bosom friends each together, my Gurudev and Swamiji. In 1941, my Gurudev established Gauriya Vedanta Samiti. And he called his friend A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. He came and he helped my Gurudev in his preaching so much. Gurudev made him auditor of two magazines of periodicals, Bhagavat Patrika and Gauriya Patrika. Swamiji was very good writer. That is why Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur told him to preach in Western countries and Eastern countries in English language. So, you know that taking sannyas in Mathura from our Gurudev, Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, he took sannyas order there. I was like a priest, his friend, making his fire sacrifices and everything, giving danda. Also, when he became Sikh, and he was to give up this world, he kindly called me. And you know that Kamal Krishna Swami, Brahmananda, Jayapataka, Bhavananda, Bhagwan Das, Hans Dut, so many, about 25 JVC members went to me, Mathura, and they called me. And he talked with me, and after that he never talked with anyone. Last talking. And after that, in the night, he left. He left this world and went to serve his holy master. He also told me, he gave me some services, that you should go, you should come and help my disciples. He also told me that you, with your own hands, should give my samadhi and manage my last festival. So I did so all these things. So I have come only to take the feet dust of Swamiji in western country. Where he went, it is like a tirtha. Tirtha, no, is sacred.
Holy place.
Holy place. How quickly he reached our whole world, so many centers, so many devotees. I first came and went to Nagari center. I went to
where? Gita Nagari.
Gita Nagari. I also went to so many
Saranagati
and other places.
26.
How he preached, how he is lovely to his all disciples. He was a perfect holy master. He wrote so many books, you know. And those who took a glance of him, they become devotees. So, I'm giving my black dandvat in the lotus. I think that I'm not so learned. I'm a very simple person, a devotee practicing bhakti yoga. But how wonderful it is that he called me, dragged me, and I'm preaching here and there. All are listening to me, all are inspired. I know that I am not qualified, but they inspired my Gurudev and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I never thought that, oh, so many devotees will come and hear. But I am wondering. I know that learning is nothing. It brings some false ego. I think that the school of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and the college of Haridas Thakur is more superior than less and less university of Oxford and
Cambridge
and other Harvard or anything. They cannot give anything. Those who have read in the school of Swamiji, I think they don't need to go to any university. And if anyone is going, it means they have no belief in Harinam or in their Guru. This is simple thing. Haridas Thakur never went to any college. So we should try to. I know that a cow lusts his calf, an ant lusts a A snake loves his children. No need of going to any college. Krishna has given this thing to all. Only you will have to purify it. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been given there. Vishayate priti abhi ache je amar sei moto priti
charane
tumare tumar. Naturally we have some love and affection. If you have not any object of your love, then dog may be object. Any object will come. So why we should not make object, our object of love is Krishna. So if you will collect all the love and affection from worldly things, and one pointed you should use in the service of Krishna, this is our goal, this is our everything. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world taking the golden beauty and intrinsic mode of Srimati Radhika. Only to sprinkle this love and affection to all. And to test some desires, not to be. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily gave it to whole world through Kirtan Sankirtan, Sankirtan. Also you know that Sankirtan, in Kali Yuga, Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. You know Yuga Dharma? What is Yuga Dharma? Religion of this Kali Yuga. Harinam Sankirtan. But Yuga Dharma can be started by Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu, he can do. But why he called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and he wanted to sprinkle whole world. What thing? Love and affection. The beauty of Srimati Radhika's love and affection to Krishna. This beauty. So it has been called Anarpitcharin Kirat Karniya Vatirna Kalu Samarpayitum Unnatojjalasansa Bhakti. The beauty of Radhika love, what is that? Rupa Goswami moved. How he used to serve in his inner mood, like Rupa Manjari to Srimati Radhika. And this is called Rupanu Guru Varga. A special mood of Srimati, Sri Rupa Goswami. So this was the object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For example, I told in morning a story of fruit seller woman. She has no relation with Krishna, but yet anyone who will come to Krishna, Krishna can take their heart very easily. So Guru gives first relationship to Krishna. If a Guru fails to give this relationship to Krishna, then really he is not Guru. You know that there is very importance of this relationship. If there is no relation with Krishna, or Krishna cannot hear your crying, your calling, your chanting, nothing. So Guru gives any relation. There are five kinds of relations. शांत दास्य सख वात्सल्य मधु फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ रिलेशन एनी ऑफ देम फाइव वी आर रिलेटेड टू कृष्णा बट दिस रिलेशन इज
फॉरवर्ड
विथ महामाया बिकॉज वी हैव फॉरगेटन कृष्णा बट वी हैव सम रिलेशन प्योर गुरु क्वालिफाइड गुरु when he sees anyone he sees that in his heart there is some relation with Krishna for example you can know that once Brahma was coming to Pushkar Kshetra Pushkar is in India he saw that there was a beach Sure.
Hawk.
He saw that there is a hawk, very fat, very healthy, and with that hawk there were so many seahawks and so many children, thousands of children.
Piglets.
And while all were very happy, Brahma saw that hawk and he saw, oh, this is not hawk. What is? Oh, he's in. He has offended his Gurudev and that is why he has become hawk. If anyone will offend his qualified Guru, or there is must be hog or more than that. So he became hog. Brahma told that hey, you are not a hog, you are Indra. Come on with me and you should come to Swarga.
Heaven.
He refused. He told that here very easily, very tasteful. Preparations daily is available. You know, in India, international bathroom for them, and also preparation daily, because Indian person go to this international bathroom, and it is available very easily. No need of marriage. No need of divorce, nothing. Oh, hundreds and thousands of wife are easily available there. And also, a seahawk may have 20 sons at a time. So, we are so happy that told to Brahma. Brahma said, you are not realizing. So he wanted to take him anyhow, and he told that, oh, if you are not coming, then he took one by one his all wife and killed. First he killed his all children. Then he told that, oh, very soon I will have so many children again. In a day I will have so many children. Then he took one after another his all wife and killed. Then, now you should come. He told that, oh, very easily I can collect so many wives. Then he sprinkled some water on him and then he realized that, oh, I am Indra. So, we are not this physical body, such thing. We are part and parcel of yourself. Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that Supreme Personality is Krishna, and we are so. But we are part soul, not realized soul. We are conditioned. So, a guru sees in him any relationship, and if Shraddha is there, to the desire to serve Krishna is there, then he gets this any relation what he is realizing to his disciple. And with this relation, giving up all kinds of offenses on one ten thing, if he will chant, remember and hear the pastimes of Krishna, very easily Krishna can come in their heart. So in the morning I told something about a fruit seller. She has no relation, but she came to Krishna. And Krishna gets very easily Golok Vrindavan Dham. So if anyone has some relation, and with relation he is serving Krishna, then Krishna quickly comes in their heart. Like Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not father of anyone, he is not son of anyone. He has equal vision to all, Samadarshi. But if anyone wants that I should serve Krishna like mother or father, what becomes? Krishna becomes son. Like Yashoda and Nanda Baba, in their past birth life, they were Drona and Dhara. They were doing so much hard austerities. And when Brahma came, he told that what he want. Then they told, we want so much love and affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead, like as a son, we should have love and affection for him. So he told that Brahma, that yes, it will be in future. But you should know that Krishna, Nanda Baba and Yashoda are eternal father and mother of Krishna, not by any hard authorities or anything. That Drona Dhara are some jivas or manifestation of Nanda Baba. Now Krishna came in the womb of Maya Yashoda. In Bhagavatam, first it has been told that Krishna is son of Vasudeva and Devaki, but partly, not fully. And again it has been written that Krishna is solely and fully son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So Krishna became some bigger one. And now he was so jolly and tricky. Naughty also. He has come to inspire prem and to test prem for all. I told in the morning that satang prasangam vidya samvidau bhavanta rita karana rasayana katha tajyo sanat asu apavarga vatmani siddharati bhakti anukranishya. That all the devotees, each other, hearing and telling the pastimes of Krishna, and these are so much powerful and sweet, that through this Harikatha, Krishna comes in the heart, through ears. And those who are hearing this pastime, doing pranam to the who is telling Hari Katha, and those who are hearing, doing pranam. Also to the place, doing pranam. Also those who is organizing, so doing pranam to them, they can be anywhere. Thane sthitatan vang manobhi. They can be grihastha, they can be renounced order, sannyasi, brahmachari, anyone, if they are hearing like this. Very soon, Shraddha will come. I told the definition of Shraddha. What? To desire to serve Krishna. And then, this desire has some symptoms. And what? That even cut in so many pieces, I cannot give up chanting Harinam or hearing Harinam. If one is chanting, reading books, doing archan, but he has no taste in Harikatha, in the pastimes of Krishna, all will be in vain. He will give up everything. But those who have so much love and affection and a strong belief and honor in Harikatha, they have some taste, then a taste for chanting Harinam may come very soon. And then everything will be perfect. And if anyone has no taste in hearing Harikatha, the sweet past, sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, oh, very soon they can give up all. It has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam, what? Dharma sunishtita punsat visvakasenu katha suja notpadyati jatiratim samay evahi. So first samarnam, if a taste in Harikatha, pastimes of hearing, oh, then everything, very soon he will develop. But those who have no association like this, not hearing, by reading books, by exercise of mental, intellectual, they cannot go. So this is very essential, to be in the association any high class of person, devotee. So now Krishna has become some bigger one, and he is going with his friends in the houses of neighbors, all other gopis. You can tell something, and after that I will tell. Stand up. More and more naughty. Because my butter perhaps is not so tasteful. So from today I will milk my cows, very beautiful cows. And myself I will churn and make very sweet butter, and then I will give to my child. Then he will not go perhaps to other houses to store makhan. But you should know two things, as my boy told. Krishna has two natures. One is called Aishwarya and other is called Madhurya. There are two kinds of pastimes of Krishna. One Aishwarya with opulence, and other appellant totally covered with sweetness. But Krishna always very powerful, and his supreme personality of Godhead and he has so many appellants. So whether there is appellants or not, whether there is appellants or not, but his activities becomes like what?
An ordinary
human boy. Not like so much appellant. Appellants may be. In pastimes of Braja, so much appellant, more than Vaikuntha and Dwarka, but it is covered with sweetness. So they are called Madhurya. His activities will always be like Narlila. Pastimes like human boy. But where there is appellant, a man cannot do like that. Like Krishna was fighting, Arjun was fighting with his brother. A very, very great war was there. And Arjun told that, "Oh, my friend, take my chariot in the middle of the
battle.
And he saw that all are my brothers and all others are my relatives. I should not fight." But at last Krishna told him and he began to fight. Krishna saw a universal form. That all world is in the teeth of Krishna. All are dead. Both sides warriors, all were dead like that. And seeing this Arjun was so much feared and was folding his hands and praying so much. "Oh, I have done wrong. Please forgive me. I have told you friend, but you are not my friend. You have married your sister to me, Subhadra. And I was thinking that I am your brother-in-law, but actually you are supreme personality of God." He fears. So this is like appellant. He showed it to Devaki also. And Devaki and Vasudeva appeared. Ramchandra shows this appellant to his mother, Kausalya Devi, and he also feared. At that time, no relation with his son and mother. It was blocked like a wall. But you can see, Putana came to Krishna like a mother. But when Krishna shocked his all poison and especially his life and soul out there, then she became of 6 miles long. Very big. You see. But she was killed. So this is a big, very high
opulence.
Krishna, at the age of only 7, he took Govardhan for 7 days on his finger. This is opulence. But he was like a child. He may see, may show Yashoda Maiya Vishwarup, universal, when he was taking milk from her breast. And Yashoda Maiya saw that everything is Krishna mouth. But what he told? He told that he thought that Oh, any ghost may have come and caught my son. Or I am dreaming, and he took water and saw that, no, I am not dreaming. What is this? Then may any ghost has come. And then he called his priest. Priest came, and a black cow was
brought there.
And the urine of that black cow and the
cow dung
were mixed, and they were given on the head of Krishna to purify. She was not praying that you are God or Supreme Personality. This is called Madhuri. So Yashoda here, now, always covered with Vatsala Sneha, and Krishna also. Krishna forgot that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I have so many opulences. And Yashoda Mai, seeing the pure liberated soul, not only liberated, associate. But by Yoga Maya, Krishna Bhagavata is covered, and also the intelligence of Yashoda Maya is covered. Otherwise, this sweet pastime cannot go. Any in very high class of devotee, like Narada, like Sukadeva Goswami, like Brahma, like Shankar, they cannot see all sweet pastimes. Never. Only to show this high class of devotees that I am only controlled by love and affection, like mother, like beloved. So Krishna is showing all these pastimes. So Yashoda Maiya, now today, making very sweet butter, she is churning herself. She was so beautiful. You can imagine and you can think that Krishna is his son, and son is so beautiful. So his mother, so very beautiful. She was so beautiful. Her breast was so
white,
and her waist was so lean and thin that anyone can think that when she bends, then it may be
broken.
She has very lean and thin, rashmi cotton vastra, silken. So fine. So her beauty was looking, peeping from inside. And she was turning like this. How? She was totally absorbed in the love and affection of Krishna. And with tears, hair standing, and she was singing, watching me.
Govinda Namo Dharma Dharati, Govinda Namo Dharma Dharati, Govinda Namo Dharma Dharati, Govinda Namo Dharma Dharati.
Totally observed. A sadhak should try to be like this, follow. If he is chanting, remembering Krishna and hearing Harikatha, then no laughing, no talking with anyone. Be of the light, Yashoda Maiya. Remembering the past times of Krishna, thinking that I am in Vrindavan, Tannam Rupa Charitadi, Sukatsananukramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naed Akhilami Itti Upadeshasa. The essence of all the teachings of Rupa Goswami is writing in one verse. What? Tannama Rupa Charitadi. These names. What? Radhakanta, Damodar, Govinda, Madhav, these names. Observing, observed,
And if you are chanting, remember the name of Damodar, then first, remembering about that past time, how he was controlled by Yashoda Maiya, mother's love and affection. So, remembering all these things and chanting with ton, being in Vrindavan, and if you are unable to be in Vrindavan, then even you can be in Vrindavan with your mind that I am in Vrindavan. Yamuna is flowing very gently and sweetly. Oh, so many lot of flowers in Yamuna. These are humming. Kakus are singing there. And very beautiful garden there. So thinking. And their Radha and Krishna are there, playing there, and chant and remember. This is the essence of all his, in the guidance of any very bona fide guru or Vaishnava, there. So, this is the essence of all the teaching. What Yashoda is doing? So a devotee should try to follow if they want to chant like Yashoda Maiya. And a love and affection like Yashoda Maiya. A relation to Krishna like Yashoda Maiya. And more than this, if anyone can follow Lalita Vishakha and all the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this. So when she was absorbed, and chanting, Krishna, wake up. He was at that time only 2 years and half. Quite naked. Yashoda Maiya has given so black causal here. And he was weeping like this or this. Arabi. And tears coming. So Ganges and Yamuna coming here. He was black, and after that, oh, black water made him so more black. And Shiva, he was crying, Mother, Mother, Mother. But Mother, what doing? Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Krishna, louder and louder, louder. He was increasing his tune,
volume.
But Yashoda was so much absorbed. And seeing all his past times in his heart, in her heart. So Krishna gradually came. And when he came near her, he gave up his hand here. He caught off her veil. And by one hand he took
turning
state. Just a minute. Who is doing? And when he saw like this, oh, his beautiful son is there, darling, dear son. And at once, she stopped her chanting and took Krishna in her left and gave her best. Krishna began to shock. No need of shocking. Automatically coming. A flow, a current light. You know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God, of Godhead. And whole world, left and left, not only one, left and left world, situated in his stomach. So big. And Yashoda, milk, the whole oceans, three sagas, comes from Mother Yashoda. So competition there. So much milk in her breast that Krishna cannot take lakhs and lakhs, yes, he may take. But his stomach is so, it cannot be filled. So there was a contest. Tug of war. Some milk was on the fire. Oh. It began to
boil.
Why? He was saying that Yashoda Maiya is loving Krishna and giving so much milk. And Krishna hunger is so big,
endless,
that I am useless. She cannot, Krishna cannot take me. I will not serve Krishna. But Yashoda Maiya told. And he was, that milk was
overflowing
in fire. That what is the need of this life if I am not serving Krishna? Now some Thakur has told like this. All devotees should think that if I am not serving Krishna, my life is in vain. And if you are thinking that you are married to take delicious foods and everything, clothing, then so we should think that if we are not serving, we are not chanting, we are not hearing Harikatha, then our life is like zero. So that means was thinking, like a devotee, that, oh, I am useless. Yashoda Maiya told. That you should not suicide. I will stop my giving my breath to Krishna. And I will make you in the service of Krishna.